Men warn in a statement that it will end a ceasefire if the military attacks its positions again. It also warned that other groups outside its direct command may not respect the ceasefire. The group declared war on the oil industry a week ago in what it said was a response to ground and airstrikes by the Nigerian military against one of its bases in Rivers State, one of three states that form the Core Delta. Men said its decision to halt attacks was taken after a plea by community leaders. One of the region's most influential leaders with strong ties to the rebels, Edwin Clark, has held talks with government officials to resolve the crisis. Clark told VOA that militancy in the Orange region is a legitimate course of action.
Call them freedom fighters because they are fighting for their own survival, for their own existence, in a country which we call Nigeria.
Royal Dutch Shell, whose facilities suffered the most during the siege, declared on Saturday that it will not be able to meet its contractual obligations on oil deliveries due to militant attacks. Oil and gas account for 90% of foreign exchange earnings in Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation with 140 million people. Rebels claim the oil wealth of Nigeria does not sufficiently benefit the local population. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.